Recovery Navigation is really meant to be a one-stop shop. If you have questions about debris removal, if you have questions about resilient rebuild, if you have questions about HB 206 dollars that are becoming available, if you have questions about our financial support, if you want to access financial support that was raised through the Community Foundation, you go to Recovery Navigation, you sit down with a case manager, you tell them everything you need, and they can help either directly help you access funds or direct you towards the different departments and areas that that you need, rather than the onus and the responsibility being on each individual person, each individual household, having to try to figure that out on their own. And that's a big gap, I think, nationally that we need to look at in terms of in this climate reality, where events like this will continue to happen in the absence of local infrastructure to help people. There's a little bit of chaos that happens in the first couple of months, I would say, and so we're really working closely with the county to say we know this will continue to happen in our community. It's important for us to have a plan in place where there's seamless support throughout the process.
A point that you brought up about infrastructure that is able to quickly respond to crises of a big magnitude in a community. I'm wondering how much did the experience that the Community Foundation of Boulder County garner, the experience earned during the response to the King Super shooting, mm-hmm. how did that inform and influence the rapid response to the Marshall Fire?
It absolutely informed it, because we know that in the aftermath of a mass shooting event, or in the aftermath of an event that involves the judicial system, people are given an advocate to navigate a process they were not expecting to have to navigate. And so we really borrowed from that and said, okay, if that is the understanding in the judicial system, because people have experienced a trauma, these traumas are not dissimilar. It is a loss. So how do we take the best of that structure and adopt it for disaster? Which is how we came to Recovery Navigation.
I remember seeing a very large number as far as the amount of funds that came in mm-hmm. initially, and as organizations put together events mm-hmm. and funneled money over into the Community Foundation of Boulder County for this purpose. Mm-hmm. 6 months out, how much money was donated mm-hmm. to the recovery effort, and how much of that has been dispersed?
Sure. So amazingly, and again, this is just, again, a testament to, I would say, the spirit of all Colorado and globally. I mean, we were receiving support from Europe, from Asia. It was in Latin America. It was overwhelming in terms of people's care for our community. To date, we've raised just under $41 million. We've dispersed just over $9 million, which is about 22% of the funds that have been raised. Five and a half of that went in direct financial assistance to households that were damaged or destroyed. That included renters and homeowners, both citizens and people who are undocumented. We really just wanted to understand who was in residence at that home. $1.5 million went in direct financial assistance to workers, people who may not have lived in our community but worked at the affected businesses, as well as those business owners. And for folks who lost what's called tools of the trade. So if you're a plumber, your house burned down, you lost your equipment. If you're an electrician, et cetera. Like I mentioned earlier, 150,000 of that went to United policyholders for the insurance policy navigation, 265,000 to Impact on Education, 250,000 to Boulder Jewish Family Service, and then 500,000 to people who were in mobile homes who were wind affected and whose homes were damaged or destroyed. And then $1 million to those who had smoke or ash. Maybe their house wasn't completely damaged or destroyed, but had serious smoke or ash damage that needed to be remediated. In addition to that, we've allocated quite a bit more. So that's what's gone out the door, right? In addition to that, we allocated $2.5 million to support what's called in the disaster recovery field unmet basic needs. So that's any housing, personal, transportation needs, financial needs that people may have that are above and beyond their financial means. That's becoming available through Recovery Navigation, as well as up to $20 million to support rebuilding efforts. We, in our partnership with the county, allocated $1 million to support the Recovery Navigation Program. Again, that support system that we think is really critical and a node to help people get through the years of what this will take. up $500,000 for what we're calling social infrastructure and community resiliency. We see this in the aftermath of any event where neighborhoods, community groups get together and say, okay, we're going to band, we want to organize together. And we know it's really important to keep spirits up as much as it is to provide financial support. And so we allocated a little bit of money to that effort to make sure that people were getting together to have barbecues and celebrate anytime someone breaks ground on a house, things like that. We allocated up to $750,000 for nonprofit organizations who may have helped in the direct aftermath or who want to help moving forward. And an additional $2 million for debris removal through Boulder County for the potential gap. You know, one of the things that happens in any disaster, an entity like the county will take on the responsibility of what's called the coordinated debris removal program. And often that is paid back through FEMA or insurance. Sometimes it doesn't get paid back. I mean, the county currently is in the hole about $30 million from the floods. And so we wanted to make sure that we provided a little bit of, again, an allocation, understanding that we may not know that final number for quite some time.